Our guest today, Northern Crops Marketing and Investments President, Brad Paulson. Taking a look at the grain side here, a lot of red on the board. Looks like corn made a late day rally, a little bit depressed back towards even here. What did you see by your estimation, Brad? What drove the grains today?
Well, rain that was forecast for Argentina did show up overnight, 1 to 4 inches. What's being called crop-saving rains, and one of their high crop areas where the better ground is, where the most acres are. Also, Brazil weather remains mostly good. Dry spots in the south have rain forecasted for them later this week. In the north, where they're trying to harvest, will dry out too. We did see China may have bought a few cargoes of U.S. beans out the Pacific Northwest, but not fully acknowledged that yet. Also, funds have been big drivers in this market, and it looks like, we found some resistance areas, and it looks like the funds are unwinding their long corn, soybean, and short wheat spreads.
Okay. Cattle side, a bit of a different story there. Looks like a bounce back day for cattle. What happened there?
Cash remains firm, and we did have a pretty significant sell-off late last week and early this week. So we found some support down here yesterday's and today's lows, and cash looks like it's still going to be offered in that 210, 212 offers for live cattle and feed yards. So, we're undervalued relative to that price in the futures here today on live cattle.
Appreciate the time and info, Brad. Thanks. Northern Crops Marketing and Investments President, Brad Paulson.